We've been around since 1967. This is the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M, Flan, Ali and Spider. It's 6:14 an hour later on the tweet. Guns N' Roses at Metricon Stadium, Carrara last night. It was loud.
Absolutely. And Flan, you're just talking about you could hear it from all different parts of the coast.
Mate, I have buddies who were putting it on Facebook last night. They were saying they've never been able to hear a concert before. Maybe it was just the weather conditions were conducive. It was very still last night. But oh my God, Reedy Creek, they're reporting it, and Wurrungri, but right up the back of Wurrungri.
All right.
Just at the top of the hills before it stretches into the country.
Well, you can get us on 1300 925 666.
Pete and Pimpamar.
G'day guys, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Where could you hear Guns N' Roses from?
Well, supposedly my son came over at about 8:30 and he goes, Dad, you go outside, you can hear the Guns N' Roses concert. I'm in Pimpamar. I've gone, no way, no way. So I went outside and through the quietness you could hear a faint, and it ended up being the guy across the road in the garage playing pool with the Guns N' Roses music on. What a Canadian. I said, you're a Canadian.
Nice.
That's great. Thanks, Pete.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Look, a bit of a what's on for the first thing you need to know this morning. There is a free gig at North Burleigh Surf Club, and the performer will be none other than ARIA Award-winning Casey Barnes.
Wow.
I love it. He'd be so happy to have won Best Country Album last night and then to have a free gig in his hometown. So if you are a member at North Burleigh, get along and enjoy that. And also at The Star, there is a sensational 10-piece band fronted by a local musician called Chev Wilson, who is more like Joe Cocker than Joe Cocker was. You will not believe this bloke. It is so worth the price of the ticket. They are a great bunch of local musicians. And I can tell you from the inside out that they put all their money in together to do this gig. And it's not insubstantial. So if you get a chance to go and see a brilliant show, Chev Wilson and the Joe Cocker Experience.
Now, our very own Gold Coaster Margot Robbie has revealed some behind-the-scenes moments with her famous Wolf of Wall Street, you know, the nude scene that she did that basically launched her, I'll explain later, launched her career. She's actually confessed that she needed a decent amount of liquid courage before she filmed that.
Really?
Yeah, she said, I'm not going to lie, I had some tequila shots before that scene. She was very, very nervous. There were up to 30 men in the room when it was being filmed.
Nervous. She's the most beautiful woman in history. If I had to do a nude, I'd be nervous.
And we would need the tequila.
We would need the tequila. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, the interesting thing is she said, honestly, I know how silly it sounds now knowing how big the movie became, but at the time she thought, no one's going to notice me in this film.
Oh, my God.
She said, it doesn't kind of matter what I do because everyone will be focused on Leonardo. Which is kind of fair enough. Yeah, you know what I mean? He was the biggest star on the planet. Yeah. So how unbelievable. And didn't you say Spider, her own dad?
Yeah,
he could not watch.
Yeah, he didn't want to go and see the release of it. Yeah.
He needed some tequila.
Yeah. We have to, Australia playing in the World Cup tomorrow night. Tunisia, 9 p.m.
We've got to win.
We do need
to win.
But I do love it. There's a big Aussie punter there, and no question what he said. If you could read his lips, you're going all around the world. It's gone viral. He's in all these Aussie get up, and he's on the big screen. He goes, Jesus, we're on the beep and tally. That's going around the world.
If we don't win, we're soccer rooted.
Yeah.
Look, I normally don't jump in with you need to know every day.
Please.
Someone's kept this very quiet. Last night was Tracy Grimshaw's last ever current affair show. It was very, very sad. It was a big moment, but someone in this studio has kept something very quiet. Here's what Tracy said last night on A Current Affair, her final ever. And what did she reveal?
To Spider.
Thanks for being my barometer. I listen to you groaning or laughing or outraged. And I know that's what's happening in people's lounge rooms and we've hit the mark for the night. Yeah. Soon you will all find out
that Spider will
be in this chair next year. Please make them welcome. Thank you for your company. Good night.
Wow. Oh, Spider, are you still going to do our show?
Oh, now I'm drinking tequila.